G'day, Vinny.
G'day, Danny. I love your show, mate. You're such a fabulous host, and I'm really happy to speak with you.
Thanks for all that, mate, now that I've puffed my chest up.
Well, I'm like airplane peanuts. I'm complimentary.
Lucky I'm not allergic to peanuts. Yes, go.
Occupy is being evicted as we speak. Auckland's City Council and Police and Red Shield Security arrived at three locations this morning, Albert Park, Victoria Park and Aotea Square. I was just calling in to do a little bit of report on that. I went to each and every one of these. Not a single person from the council or media spokespeople were there to give a statement at all. And this is normally the case. And even when I went into the council building, the guy who I was supposed to go see wasn't there either. So they're remaining relatively tight-lipped about this. I'm not 100% sure what the situation is. Albert Park has packed up. They're basically just sitting there with all their stuff in piles ready to go. The council has forked out for all this private security and all these trucks from North Harbour Rentals. I'm not sure how much they've all costed there. So just in case people don't move on, they've got something to confiscate.
Well, the police have already made some arrests as well. You know what I find fascinating, Vinny? I don't know if anyone's left a message, an urgent message with the Auckland City Council, because you have to wait 100 days for anything to happen.
Yeah. I mean, I don't bother calling the council. That's why I just walked right in there. Council ladies was quite nice trying to show me around and what have you, but nothing came of it. The thing is, in Aotea Square, there was a bit of resistance. The protesters wouldn't move, and they wouldn't take down their stuff there. And three people got arrested, including my man Sir Lamington Steele, otherwise known as Malcolm France, you know, the guy who put the Lamington on top of John Boscawen's head once upon a time.
Well, look, I appreciate the fact you've called us, Vinny. Our reporter's been there. We've had it in our news, but thanks for that update.